This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU Boulder is moving all classes to remote learning for at least 2 weeks. CPR's Paolo Schultzera reports.
CU officials say a small population of students have forced the university to take action. Vice Chancellor Patrick O'Rourke says he hopes the threat of temporary suspension will contain the spread of COVID-19, but there's no guarantee that students will follow the safety guidelines.
What we have heard from the students is that what they want to be able to do most is to continue their education. If they are consistent in what they value, then this is a tool that we can use in order to try to ensure that occurs.
Classes go fully remote starting Wednesday. Testing at CU has confirmed over 760 cases of COVID-19 since the semester began less than a month ago. I'm Paolo Schultzera, CPR News.
A new national report on obesity contains both good and bad news. CPR's John Daly reports.
First, the good news. Colorado once again has the nation's lowest adult obesity rate at about 24%. But Americans as a whole keep gaining weight. The rate for the U.S. passed the 40% mark for the first time. It's a 16% jump since 2008. That's according to a new report from the Trust for America's Health. The group warns the pandemic threatens to make food insecurity worse, fueling even higher obesity rates. Obesity can increase the odds of getting a severe case of COVID-19. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The House has passed Senator Cory Gardner's bill to establish a national suicide prevention hotline number. The bill would designate 988 as the easy-to-remember number to reach a suicide crisis line. The bill now heads to the president's desk. Coming up on the program, former Democratic Senators Claire McCaskill of Missouri and former Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona discuss the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Then there were plenty of injuries in the second week of the NFL season, delayed training camps, and no preseason games due to the pandemic are among potential causes. Those stories next on All Things Considered. 84 in Denver, it is 79 with thunderstorms in Colorado Springs, 73 partly cloudy for Vail. This is CPR.